talking to William Jacobson, Cornell law professor, legalinsurrection.com. In addition, he also runs criticalrace.org, which takes a look at what universities are involved in pushing critical race theory, DEI, etc. He also runs equalprotect.org, which is devoted to the fair treatment of all persons without regard to race or ethnicity. Which brings us to a story out of Indiana, where we are heard on WGCL, Bloomington, Indiana. Indiana University now has 19 scholarships that your group, the Equal Protection Project, says are discriminating against white people, and you are challenging these scholarships at Indiana University in Bloomington. Talk to me about how this came about.
This came about because equalprotect.org has filed 30 plus of these cases against universities, and we got a tip. We don't know who it's from. It was an anonymous tip that there is a serious problem at Indiana University. And we looked into it, and we found 19 scholarships that discriminate on the basis of race, and they discriminate on the basis of race all in one direction, which is to exclude or discriminate against white students. Some of them are explicit that only, you know, blacks can apply. Some of them favor only minority students can apply, and they don't define minority, but Indiana University does define minority in their official reporting, and minority does not include white students. And others say that they will give preference to non-white students. So those are the three categories: completely barring white students, preferring minority students, or exclusively for minority students, or preferences for minority students. None of them seem to open themselves up to white students applying. So, and it's across multiple units: Kelley School of Business, the Law School, and the Indianapolis campus all have these scholarships. Most of them are in Bloomington. Most of them are at the Law School or the Kelley School of Business. But we've never seen anything like this. This, to us at equalprotect.org, is unprecedented. We've never found a university with 19 or anything close to 19 discriminatory scholarships. And that tells me that there's some systemic problem at Indiana University that needs to be addressed. So we filed a complaint with the Office for Civil Rights of the U.S. Department of Education. We have asked them to expedite the investigation. So the next step would be whether they open a formal investigation. We've asked them to expedite that because there is a systemic problem at Indiana University reflected in these 19 scholarships that seems to hold a complete disregard for constitutional and statutory non-discrimination standards. It even violates Indiana University's own non-discrimination rules. And so what we are seeking to do is to hold Indiana University to the law and to its own rules.
Talking to William Jacobson, legalinsurrection.com and equalprotect.org, your issue is not if somebody were to put out a scholarship that was specifically targeted towards black students, an individual or a company that had no connection to the government. This is because Indiana University is in a way part of the government. There are federal laws that apply to what they do.
Right. And I think it's probably an overstatement to say we're not concerned when private individuals, private groups have discriminatory scholarships, but that's a different legal standard. It's a different issue. Here, Indiana University is a public university, and it also receives federal funding. So it is responsible to adhere to the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment because it's public, and it is required to comply with the Civil Rights Act because it receives federal funding. And that's our problem with it, that whether or not some private group or private individual could offer the scholarship is really irrelevant here. It's also irrelevant where the money came from. Some of these are privately funded, but they're administered and operated by Indiana University, so they have to comply with the law. And for some of these 19 scholarships, they even say the donor prefers certain races, get the scholarship. That they can't do that. You cannot essentially outsource discrimination as a public university and say, oh, well, that's what the donor wants, and the donor gave us the money. that it doesn't work that way. You're a public university. You're bound by the Equal Protection Clause. You're receiving federal funding. You're bound by the Civil Rights Act. You can take money from whoever you want, but you have to treat students fairly and equally without regard to race or ethnicity.
Have they responded to you? Do we know where this goes next?
We have not heard anything. This was something that filed with the Office for Civil Rights, as opposed to being filed with the university. In our experience, universities tend not to comment on these things, but with the 30 some odd that we have filed, in at least half of them, maybe more, the schools have changed their behavior. So we have filed against major universities that simply remove the discriminatory eligibility standards. And that's really what we want Indiana University to do here. We want them to change these scholarships. We want them to open it up to everybody in a non-discriminatory way. And that's the result we're seeking here. We also think that the university at the highest level, at the operating board level, needs an investigation of what is it about the culture at Indiana University that allows this to flourish across three different schools on the campus. This is not like what we frequently encounter, where there's a one-off scholarship. And you could say, okay, well, you know, the president didn't know about it, the board didn't know about it, the big university, there's only one of these, we'll fix it, let's move on. This is 19 of them across three different schools. I find it very hard to believe that administrators at a senior level were not aware of this.
William Jacobson, Cornell Law Professor, LegalInsurrection.com, EqualProtect.org. You can find out about all the work he does over there as well, EqualProtect.org. William Jacobson, a pleasure. More coming up. I'm Tony Katz.